and the long-awaited federal brain drain might actually happen within the next couple of years, with some experts estimating 50% of the federal workforce retirement eligible by 2015. But the impact of this retirement tsunami still up for debate. Ron Sanders is a senior executive advisor for Booz Allen Hamilton and a former chief human capital officer, among other places, at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And he's here to talk about some research that Booz and the Partnership for Public Service are releasing. It's good to talk to you again, Ron. Nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Francis. Good to be back.
What'd you learn? What came out of this report that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com that surprised you or that maybe you didn't expect to see?
A couple of things. First, as important as I think everyone would acknowledge succession planning is, frankly, there's not enough of it going on. You mentioned the long-awaited brain drain, the retirement tsunami, and we sort of felt like the boy who cried wolf in including that as part of the rationale for the research. But I think we all know that eventually it's going to come. There's a lot of pent-up retirements, people who've deferred and delayed. And there's no time like now, given the lead times involved in developing good successors. There's no time like now to be engaging in strategic or succession planning. And we found that it just wasn't that widespread, particularly in HR offices, kind of like the cobbler's children have no shoes.
Mm-hmm.
HR offices were so busy helping the rest of the agency do various things like hiring reform, et cetera, but also helping them do succession planning, that they weren't focusing on themselves. And while that customer service ethos is laudable, it does have long-term consequences.
You weren't in government that long ago, and I'm wondering if what you saw among the agencies you worked at and the agencies that your peers and colleagues worked at and talked about with you, if you saw that was the case then, it doesn't sound like this is the kind of thing that would have been paid a lot of attention to in the past and then that attention deteriorate recently.
Well, if it's one thing, succession planning is strategic. It does require a long time horizon, and in fact, I think our humble opinion, the folks who put the report together, this presents a tremendous opportunity for organizations, and in particular HR organizations, to sort of reimagine the future and then begin to develop folks who can operate successfully in that future. I think the practice has been uneven, and it may be in part, Francis, because that retirement tsunami just hasn't come, and folks get a little jaded. We're trying to reengage the debate and hopefully spur people into taking some action. We did find that there were lots of perceived barriers, particularly within HR offices, lots of perceived barriers to engaging in succession planning, things like not enough time and not enough money and not enough tools. But I'll have to tell you, I think a lot of that was more perception than reality. And one of the things we tried to do in the report is provide a primer, a fairly simple, not simplistic, but simple five-step process for engaging in succession planning and actually producing a succession plan, that it still takes leadership and it still takes commitment and the willingness to make some judgments, but it doesn't take as much time or money or sophisticated tools to actually get done.
The thing that I like about this report is, as you say, there is a roadmap here and not just a report of findings. And, I mean, you know better than I do, having read 50 million of these things in the years that you were in service, that's many times the worst part of these is you get to the end and you say, okay, well, what am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
And so I laud you and the partnership for providing that roadmap, and I'm grateful to have you on. Come on, talk about it.
Oh, glad to do it. We hope, as I said, that people see it and realize that some of the barriers that they perceived are in fact easily overcome.
Just real quickly, what drives that? Do you think that misperception?
Well, I think in the federal government in particular, there is some concern about succession planning crossing that red line and becoming pre-selection. And, it, you know, as a consequence, I think people tend to be a bit anxious about doing it. And I think as a result, they worry about how much time it'll take. And they look for very sophisticated tools to help them through the process. When in fact, as long as you focus on the development of people in the pipeline, this is not about selection. In fact, it's about what happens before a vacancy occurs. It's about development and about ensuring that you have enough people in the pipeline to actually make the filling of a particular vacancy more competitive rather than less. So, if anything, succession planning is actually conducive to ensuring that we comply with merit principles.
We've got the report linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and appreciate you telling me what just some of the things we can find inside it, Ron.
Oh, glad to do it.
Ron Sanders, Senior Executive Advisor for Booz Allen Hamilton on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.